You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, thousands of Wisconsin tax returns may come back slower than usual this year. We'll find out why.
First, President Trump wasn't the only major political figure giving remarks yesterday. Attorney General Jeff Sessions made his first big speech as the nation's top law enforcement official.
Speaking to the National Association of Attorneys General, Sessions talked about what to expect from the Justice Department. He's calling for a crackdown on violent crime, but also hinted that the federal government may back away from monitoring troubled police departments. In addition, some are wondering if a crackdown on recreational marijuana could be coming based on some of Sessions' comments.
I, as you know, am dubious about marijuana. As states, I get, can pass whatever laws they choose, but I'm not sure we're going to be a better, healthier nation than if we have marijuana being sold at every corner grocery store. I just don't think that's going to be good for us.
Del Quentin Wilbert joins us now for more. He covers the Justice Department for the Los Angeles Times. Del, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, even though the nation has seen a big drop in murder and violent crime since the 80s and 90s, Attorney General Sessions referenced that, but he's worried about this more recent uptick in violent crime and homicide. How would you describe how he handled that issue?
Well, he takes it very seriously. He believes that, we had a rise in violent crime and murders in the United States from 2014 to 2015, and many big cities right now are kind of struggling with a rash of murders. Now, it's still way below levels of over the last two decades, and they're near historic lows. He doesn't view this as a blip. He views this as a potential trend, sign that things are going to get a lot worse over time. To combat that, he wants to be more aggressive in the Justice Department's posture on gangs, cartels, and groups that kind of fuel street violence.
Yeah, and it sounds like he's looking to, in a way, federalize some of the efforts against those groups, even at local levels in certain cities. Is that right?
No, I think he would like to augment more. I mean, they're gonna set up a task force and look at it, and I think he's gonna direct U.S. attorneys and local FBI and DEA and ATF agencies to focus more on this matter.
So, what would that look like in practice?
I'm not really sure. I think it'll probably be more of like a, we have to obviously wait and see what he does. He is obviously pushing, he wants to push more gun prosecutions, for example. So, in the Bush years and Clinton years, they had Project Exile, which would, if you were caught committing a crime with an illegal gun or a gun, you went into the federal system and you got a mandatory minimum 5-year prison sentence with no parole. Right, no possibility of getting out early. And he was a big fan of that. He's a big fan of tough drug sentences, though when he was a senator, he did push to make crack sentences commensurate with powder cocaine. So, it's been an interesting few weeks in the new Trump administration.
Yeah, there's been kind of pushback against the idea of mandatory minimums and longer sentences in recent years with a prison reform movement and sentencing reform movement on the left and on the right. Senator Sessions in general not sympathetic with that, it sounds like.
No, I don't believe he is at all. I think he is kind of a law and order kind of guy. He's a very conservative Republican. There are Republicans who are pushing for, criminal justice reform. I don't believe he was one of them. With some Democrats who viewed drugs is more of a public health crisis. He is definitely of the mind that, drugs fuel crime. As drug use goes up, crime becomes more problematic. He is not a fan of marijuana use. Right? You could tell that he and his aides are going to be wrestling with the whole idea of states' rights, which Republicans generally favor, and states legalizing marijuana versus federal, there are federal, obviously federal anti-marijuana laws that he wants to enforce. And so that's going to be an interesting conflict to see it play out.
Yeah, there's been a lot of speculation about whether the Trump White House and the Attorney General in particular would start enforcing federal drug laws when it comes to states with legalized marijuana. What has he said? Has he tipped his hand in any way so far?
No, I don't think so. I think that talking about it is certainly a change. He addressed the former Deputy Attorney General under Holder, wrote a memo that directed prosecutors to focus on the big fish marijuana dealers, not so much the retailers in Colorado and Washington and things. And he liked aspects of that memo, he said, in terms of how you deploy resources. But he also said the next breath he doesn't think more kids smoking pot is good for the country, nor would it be good to have marijuana sold at every grocery store.
We're talking to Del Quentin Wilbert from the Los Angeles Times, looking at a speech from the new Attorney General, Attorney General Sessions. He was talking to attorneys general from around the country yesterday. Getting back to law enforcement, supporting police departments has been a big theme from the new Attorney General. He doesn't like, it sounds like, a lot of the investigations that went on under the Obama administration over civil rights and other issues in police departments. What did we hear yesterday?
That's exactly what you heard yesterday. He believed that, and in an interview and in a press conference he gave the day before to the Justice Department press corps, he does not believe that these investigations, and also during his confirmation hearing, you know, he has been pretty clear he doesn't think a lot of these investigations do much good. They drop morale, they hurt crime-fighting, police back off. I think he believes in investigating individual acts of civil rights abuses, but maybe not taking like the systemic look at the Obama administration actively pushed to investigate police departments for patterns and practices. Because, you know, a lot of policies departments have can help fuel like errors and mistakes and bad, bad arrests and not good training or poor training. And so that's what the Obama administration focused on. It'll be interesting to watch as he gets into it if there's another Ferguson, Missouri, or Chicago, or, you know, Eric Garner, and those were all, you know, where black men have been killed by white police officers, and there's unrest related to that, what kind of political pressure that puts on the Justice Department to perhaps step in and try to mitigate that. And what's also what he's going to find interesting, that a lot of police chiefs actually welcome the Justice Department to come in. For example, the police commissioner in Baltimore would welcome the Justice Department during their investigation after the Fetty Gray incident, because he knew that the Justice Department would help him reform his department and get the money necessary from the city council. It's really hard to turn down a federal judge when a federal judge says you have to do these 10 things to fix your police force, and it costs a lot of money, that you have to do it. And so a lot of them welcome the additional resources and investigation.
You mentioned Ferguson, and that reminds me of this idea of what people have called the Ferguson effect, the worry that police departments and individual officers are worried about being caught up in civil rights issues and problems and maybe not doing as aggressive enforcement as they should. I don't think Attorney General Sessions used that phrase, but does it sound like he's sympathetic with that concept?
He's totally, completely sympathetic with that concept. He actually said, you know, I think he had a similar quote, if you check my story, that he said at his confirmation hearing, very similar, you know, and that's what James Comey has put forward and a lot of police chiefs have put forward. I'm not sure there's no scientific evidence to that. There's probably some anecdotal evidence to that. But the other side would say, hey, if you're policing correctly, you're not going to get jammed up. The most egregious cases are the ones, that are pretty obvious. And, you know, like Darren Wilson in Ferguson, he shot Michael Brown, you know, and no crime. He was investigated. No, he wasn't charged with a crime. The Justice Department even said there was not enough evidence to prove a crime had been committed. But he did have a lot of potential administrative issues that came up. And, you know, if he had handled himself, the department had trained him better, and he had handled that situation better, things might have been different.
Big picture, a lot of the things we've heard from the Trump administration, a lot of the executive orders would require some action from Congress to put them into effect. How much latitude does the Attorney General, though, have to make some of the changes that Attorney General Sessions might want to make?
Oh, I mean, he has a lot of power and leeway. He can, you know, he can push for the hiring of more immigration judges, for example, in immigration enforcement. He can, you know, the Justice Department, focused a lot of attention on investigating police departments. He may shift those investigators and to other kind of avenues to investigate. He may, rather than focusing on fraud cases, he may shift prosecutors over to work on cartel investigations. You know, he has a lot of discretion on what kind of cases they bring, what kind of cases, for example, U.S. attorneys are rewarded for bringing. But he did make an interesting point. He's like, you know, U.S. attorney's offices in various states have a lot of, they're the ones where most of the work is done, not so much out of main justice, although there is the criminal division, national security division, civil rights division. They do a lot of work. And he wants those U.S. attorneys to respond to the individual needs of their jurisdiction. So he was a U.S. attorney in Alabama, for example. Rudy Giuliani was up in New York, and Rudy Giuliani was an associate attorney general and urged all the U.S. attorneys to focus on what their local law enforcement groups needed. And so in New York, they focused on the Gambino crime family. And he said that would have made very little sense to me in Mobile, Alabama, because I don't have any Gambino crime family members in Alabama, but I had these other things I needed to investigate. And so that's what he wants to do. I think they already kind of do that already. But, you know, a lot of the stuff that Just Pharma does is not going to change. It'll be more maybe policy and encouragement on what people get rewarded for doing.
Finally, as we wrap up, what are you watching for as Attorney General Sessions swings into action? What are some of your big unanswered questions?
It's what we've just talked about. Like, I want to see how the rubber meets the road. I want to watch how it happens. I think that's critically important to see. And that's what I'm looking for.
Del, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thanks so much. Have a great day.
That was Del Quentin Wilbur from the Los Angeles Times. He joined us to talk about what Attorney General Jeff Sessions had to say in his first major speech yesterday.